brought to you by Penguin. The Situationship by Taylor Dior Rumble. Read by Siobhan Marks. Chapter 1. Tia had been to the toilet 3.5 times since she'd rushed home from work. The first time was as soon as she walked through the door and begged her sister to hurry up and get out of the bathroom. The second time was after she'd got out of the shower. The third was while her concealer was drying. And the half was when she thought she had to go in the middle of drying her hair. She spritzed her round face with a finishing spray and swiped layers of brown gloss onto her plump lips, and Tia was finally ready for the night ahead. She took a deep breath while smoothing down the sides of her knitted dress that held onto her hips, disguising her bumps and hugging her curves in all the right places, admiring her reflection and the slit that drew attention to her left thigh. She gave herself an approving nod while fluffing out her curls once more. She had to look flawless. Her primping was disturbed by a text from her best friend Hannah, asking for the reservation time again, despite Tia having sent it to the group chat that morning. She rolled her eyes and replied, reminding the squad not to be even a second late. Everything had to be perfect tonight. After months of texting, countless voice notes, and many hours spent overanalyzing everything he posted on his Instagram stories, Tia couldn't wait to welcome Aaron back home with wide open arms and wide open legs if he wasn't too tired from his flight. But even if he was, anything remotely close to the kiss they'd shared the night before he left would be all that Tia could possibly want after 8 months of being apart. It had been the longest the two had ever gone without seeing each other. But since he was now back at his parents' house, just a couple of roads away from Tia's, they could slip right back into their old routine. In fact, she had already planned to try and synchronize their journeys home after work, maybe grabbing a drink at her favourite bar or showing him the best places to eat near his new office. She couldn't wait, she thought to herself, while adding the final touch, a pair of gold hoop earrings. The restaurant she'd chosen sat on the corner of the bustling high street by Deptford Market, humble and unassuming in its location, but chic and cosy on the inside. Bare walls, dark wooden floors, and dim string lights that hung above candle-lit marble tables. Tia gazed around the space with a grin, pleased that it looked just as romantic as it did online. She spent days searching for the perfect location. She was even happier to spot her best friend Luca, already sat at their table with a half-empty drink, still in his suit from another day at the law firm that worked him too hard. He looked around the restaurant and slicked his dark gel-covered hair back until he saw Tia being escorted to their table and looked her up and down. Oh my God. Tia body rolled and giggled before leaning over to hug him. You like? I love, he said, giving a little round of applause. Now here's the drinks menu. I love the way you think. Figured you'd need one before your boyfriend gets here, sighed Luca, returning to his phone. He's not my boyfriend. The slit on that dress says otherwise, he said, tickling her thigh. Hannah's going to be so proud to see you in something other than a two-pack shirt. Fuck you, she laughed. Speaking of, where's she at? Probably running late because of Sean. Sean? But the table's only booked for four. Before Tia could complain, she saw Hannah at the door and her disinterested-looking boyfriend walking in behind her. Guess she couldn't leave the ball and chain at home, whispered Tia. More like he couldn't stand the fact she has a life outside their relationship, said Luca through gritted teeth. Hannah looked every bit the effortlessly cool fashion intern. Her long legs were encased in a pair of flared jeans, and she wore a fitted white t-shirt she had no doubt cut and cropped herself, accessorized with a pair of ankle boots, chunky hoop earrings, and ruby woo, which drew even more attention to her full lips. Her bum-length braid swayed as she sashayed between the tables. You look insane, she said, planting air kisses to the sides of Tia's cheeks. Just trying to be like you, sis. Oh, please, I would have made more of an effort if someone wasn't rushing me. Tia would have had our heads for dinner if we got here late, Sean said, while shaking Luca's limp hand. Not gonna lie, he's right still, Tia said, forcing out a laugh, while glaring.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?